Coming up on Game Time, we dig deeper into the games that went down last Friday, including a hook and ladder to win it all for Alcester Hudson. Plus, we'll look at the unbeaten teams across the state and who has a chance to stay that way. And a look ahead to the top tilts in high school football, all coming up next on Game Time.
Game Time is supported by the South Dakota Career and Technical Student Organization Center. Through CTSOs, South Dakota students can learn professional development, leadership, and industry-specific skills, helping students learn, lead, and succeed.
And welcome to Game Time here on SDPB, another week. I'm Nate Weck. This is Jason Andera.
Halfway through the season for a few of these teams, absolutely. They've gotten to the four-game spot. It's amazing that we've made it this far, Nate.
It is, and you know, things are heating up, you know, throughout the schedules, and things are, you know, we're getting some unusually warm temps for this time of year
too. And here in the studio,
right? Absolutely. But there was a few big headliners from this last week. I think we should just jump right into those because there was some things we were texting about last week about, oh my gosh, what just happened type of thing. So I guess let's just start it off with one of the most obvious ones that I think a lot of people are talking about. A week ago, this team beat Pier, and now this week they beat T Area. We're talking about the Huron Tigers.
Well, they did it with defense against Pier to get that pick six to seal the deal, and they did it with defense against T Area. They came in and they held their own. They held T Area to 77 total yards in this game, and they got their running game going, and Oakley Anderson led the team in tackles. They really capped it off with a touchdown with about a minute and just under 2 minutes left in the game, and Landon Hulse ran it down the field. They got it to go after they took over on downs, and they just looked confident in that game. I will say T Area was missing one of their better players in Brenner Conrad, so you know, take that for what it's worth. But you know, if you're missing one player, you still shouldn't get shut out. That was a good performance by the Huron Tigers.
Two big back-to-back wins for Huron. Really got to be an exciting time.
And that's why I said it's not a shocker anymore. All these 11 AA teams can beat each other. It won't be a shocker if Huron comes out this week and loses to a really good Sturgis team.
Right.
So it's just there are no more shockers in 11 AA. Anything can happen.
Well, and then we talked about this game, too, last week as one of the games that we wanted to keep our eye on. It was a state championship rematch from a year ago, Lennox at Sioux Falls Christian. You know, Lennox did lose some key pieces to that state championship team, and now we look at Sioux Falls Christian, and Sioux Falls Christian got it done.
Yeah, Sioux Falls Christian came in. We knew they had a great defense, right? And we knew Lennox had a great defense as well. But both of these two teams put that defense on display, especially first quarter. Nobody could score. Locked horns, a couple of big plays in the backfield by both teams defensively. And then Cooper Strandy of Sioux Falls Christian got things going. He moved it down the field through the air, which got them a touchdown or two. And then they put it away up 17-0, and the defense just put the lockdown.
Moving on to 11B with Clark Willow Lake. Really solid win against Sioux Valley, which we've been given, you know, we credit Sioux Valley as being a pretty good program. And Clark Willow Lake, man, good quality win.
Well, first of all, they had to play Sioux Valley for the second time this year. There are some scheduling quirks because of trying to fill in for what Siston used to have a varsity team. So Clark Willow Lake had just played Sioux Valley, lost that game a couple weeks ago, 22-8, had a bye week, had time to get ready and to make full adjustments, came back out on the field, and Joey Reese, he went, you know, for a kind of a tough day against Sioux Valley the first time, 8-for-25 through the air. Well, he only had one incompletion on Friday night against Sioux Valley, and that's one of the reasons they got it done. He had a great hookup with Cooper Palmer two times for touchdowns, and Clark Willow Lake gets it done on the road, and that really makes a statement for them that, hey, we belong in the conversation in 11B as well.
Yeah, I think they absolutely do. And then, you know, you see, you know, a team like Winter, you know, lose again, right? So, you know, 11B, man, it just seems, I know we talk about St. Thomas more, but there's a lot of good teams that are putting themselves into that conversation.
Oh yeah, that's one of the most fun classes to talk about. And when we talk about the unbeatens, they've got more unbeaten teams than anybody else, any other class. So we'll go through some of those contenders later in the show.
You talked about Warner last week. You said Warner is a team that is going to be battle-tested early. They've got some tough games on the schedule. They got a good win this past week.
A great win, a really tough game against Faulkton area. They went up early in this one, and then Spencer Melius for Faulkton area came back, made a big play, got close again. Warner picked up a field goal to take a 4-point lead. And then Faulkton area got a pick six, and things were not looking good for Warner. And exactly like last week, they don't give up until the fourth quarter. There was no scoring in the second half until late in the game. Warner found a way to make a flea flicker down the field to Parker Wood, almost got into the end zone, and then they punched it in a couple plays later to take a late fourth quarter win. Two dramatic victories for the Monarchs in back-to-back weeks against contenders in nine-man football. They have got to be very happy the way they've gotten through the first half of the season.
Yeah, it's a big step for Warner, and now things may, you know, not every week you got to be ready to go. Absolutely.
You do.
But on paper, that schedule,
that's
it gets
the tough part.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
So, talking about another game that had a pretty theatrical end to it, I guess we could say. And we mentioned this team last week too. Let's see what happens with Alcester Hudson. We might have to talk a little bit more about them. Let's talk a little bit more about them because they came up with a big win, and it was late game theatrics that kind of got it done.
Yeah, back-to-back weeks for them too, getting it done. They started out this year when they beat Howard at the beginning of the year. We kind of took a little bit more notice of what was going on in Alcester Hudson, and then they took out Centerville. Now they took out Viber Curley. This is a team that is getting some big confidence in the last couple of weeks. But the way they won against Viber Curley, who's a very solid physical team, it was amazing. They pulled out the old hook and ladder play, and that's how they got the final touchdown. Tommy Wall threw the curl route to Andrew Boville. He lateraled it. Darren Dykstra did the rest of the work, and they broke this open in the last part of the game, and then they sealed it with an interception on the last play of the game. That will get your community and your team rallied and in the right mindset to face the second half of the season.
Yeah, Alcester Hudson, pretty cool to see what they've been able to do. There's been buzz, right? We've talked about it. There's been buzz. And now you're starting to say, well, I think this there's something here. There might be more than something.
They put together some decent seasons record-wise, but once they get into the playoffs, they've really had trouble like pushing in deep into the playoffs. Well, this year with some of this confidence, you got to watch out for the Cubs, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And if you're watching Game Time on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to that. We would greatly appreciate it, and it'll also give you notifications anytime we go live and things like that, which will include all of our coverage of the high school sports championships and stuff that we have coming up. So you'll be able to watch those on YouTube as well as television and other streaming capacities throughout the season. And also, if you're checking us out on Apple or Spotify on the podcast side of things, we always appreciate a 5-star review.
It always helps us out. And we just appreciate all those of you who have found us so far this year. Tell a friend, tell your high school football fans around your community, hey, this is a great place to catch up on what happened last week and what's coming up the next week.
Well, Jandy, what do you say we look at some of the game changers? Well, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's highlighted on the list this week. Where should we start?
Well, let's just talk about a couple of the guys who haven't made it really on the list yet this year. One of those guys, Brody Jacobson, defensive gem performance, 9 tackles, a sack, a fumble recovery, and a defensive interception for Jefferson. And, you know, they were going up against a fully loaded wide receiving core at Washington who got Jace Woods back. So they had their hands full with Devion Bonwell-Witty and Jace Woods, a couple of D1 guys. This defensive back made some huge plays for them, so I got to give him a shout out. Sully Jost, another guy who played against a Triple-A team, the running back for Sturgis, carried it 21 times for 224 and 4 touchdowns. Amazing performance for him. And then back to Jefferson, Jacobson's teammate Davion Simonson, he rushed for 224 in that game. So offensively, he said, let me take care of this. I'll get it done for us. You just go out and do well enough on defense so we take the win. And another guy I got to mention is Brenson Vanekulison from Hill City. He was an All-State tight end a year ago, and we wondered who's going to take over at quarterback this year for Devin Buehler, who did so well last year. Well, he stepped in and done a great job against Harding County, put up 43 points. He was 11 of 12 passing for over 300 yards. So a big shout out to him.
A lot of really good performances on this list, Jandy. I mean, you're talking about, these are all-star numbers, man. Like, these are some kids that absolutely just came to play. It's the other thing.
So check out this list. We got it on the screen. You can go to our social media page and see all of the big numbers across the state. that came up last Friday and Saturday night, and keep sending those in. We really appreciate them.
Well, this week we thought it'd be fun to take a look, as we hinted at right away in the program, at the unbeaten teams. There's quite a few of them, right? Quite a few undefeated teams so far. But we thought we'd just kind of go through them, see where we're at, which ones we like,
which ones have a potential to go and stay unbeaten, which ones have some tough games coming up that's going to make it a little bit tougher.
Absolutely. So 11 AAA, Sioux Falls Lincoln, right? That's an easy one right away. Very, very good program, very good team. We've talked about them every week as probably, you know, the best team in the state, potentially. You know, Sioux Falls Lincoln, let's just start right there.
Yeah, they obviously have scored 55 points or more in all of their games so far this year. The highest scoring team in the state. But I really think things get a little tougher for them, and we'll talk about this in the top tilts. They've got Jefferson coming up. They're going against their former offensive coordinator as head coach, Eric Strzok. That'll be a test for them, and then they've got Brandon Valley coming up after that. So the questions we have for Lincoln, you know, we know they can put points up, but how are they going to do if they get into a close game? How are they going to do defensively? That changes things a little.
It does, and I think a lot of coaches, it's not that they necessarily want to see those, but they are really good learning opportunities for coaches, and it gives them an opportunity. You'd rather see a close game now and work through it with your players in that moment than when you get to, say, late October, early November, and in some of those situations, because you get to the playoffs, anything can happen.
That's what happened to Lincoln last year. Their lone loss during the year, they kind of had to relook at a few things, make some changes, and they went forward. Won a second state title, so they looked really good. A couple other unbeatens to talk about, though. Brandon Valley still getting some first place votes.
Yep.
They've got the top defense in the class. They don't allow much on that side of the ball. They really shut down O'Gorman. You know, look at common opponents. Lincoln played O'Gorman, gave up, you know, 35 points. Brandon Valley played them and really handled that offense all day. So depends how you look at this. Brandon Valley, I mean, they could easily make a case of being the team to beat here.
Yeah, Matt Christensen, one heck of a coach. And then, you know, you got Sioux Falls Jefferson, that's also 3-0, right?
They actually have the largest point differential of anybody, but, you know, their schedule hasn't been, I don't think, quite as tough as the other two, but they're plus 39.3 points per game. They are slamming the door shut. Really, where do you put them? I say let's just wait till next week, and we'll see how they do against Lincoln, and then we'll have a better idea of where to put them.
Got a couple teams in 11AA that are undefeated.
Yeah.
Right? So we've got Sturgis, and you got Yankton. So
interesting. Interesting. These are not what we pegged for our two undefeated teams 4 weeks into the season, is it? I mean, I don't know.
If I had to guess, mine would probably be two different teams.
But that goes to show what this 11AA has become this year. It is a free-for-all. Anybody can beat anybody. But let's give some credit where credit is due. Sturgis Brown has come out and gone 3-0 this year so far. Sully Jost had that huge day against Stevens. He is a true power in that backfield. But they also can pass with Jackson Cano. And the defense has been better than we thought. They've got a big challenge coming up here against Huron on homecoming. That's going to tell us where they're at. And then Yankton, 3-0 so far. 52 points per game, and they're getting a lot more production out of their passing game than I think Brady Muth thought they would get.
Yeah, whenever you're going to be putting up those types of numbers, you have to be finding success in more than just one asset of your offense.
And it's not just one guy either.
Right.
Tate Bestie is spreading the ball out throughout the team, and Owen Eidsness has had a great start for them. They're averaging almost 14 yards per reception so far this year. So Yankton Bucks, you know, again, schedule-wise, we'll see. You know, just got done with Douglas. It'll get tougher for them, but hey, they're off on the right foot.
Jumping to 11A, you know, you got Sioux Falls Christian. We could just start right there.
Yeah.
You know, them, we talked about it. They beat Lennox this past week. That was the state championship rematch. And, you know, Sioux Falls Christian looks super sharp out the gate.
Yeah, they look really good. And I kind of thought their defense was ahead of their offense with a new quarterback, you know, and no Snyder making those big plays for him in the passing game. Well, they found a couple of tight ends that have made big plays. The running game's coming along. Cooper Strandy's doing better. But defensively, what, two shutouts so far this season against ranked opponents? Shut down West Central, totally shut down Lennox. And Rapid City Christian, a good team, you know, got a couple on them late. But this defense could be as good as we've seen in 11A in a long time.
Yeah, they're really, really good. You know, what are the other teams in 11A that you're looking at? You know, Madison, right?
Madison undefeated at 3-0. Yep, they've gotten off to a great start, and the Veenhoffs have been a huge part of that. Their sophomore quarterback, Henry Veenhoff, has been, I think, a little better than people thought. They've got Vermillion coming up for their homecoming, and then they've got Sioux Falls Christian and Tri-Valley. Tri-Valley, another team, maybe a little of a surprise.
Yeah.
Undefeated start for them. They're not getting much looks or, you know, much...
Much in the voting.
Much voting, yeah. Exactly. But they're 3-0. But their biggest, best win so far has been against Milbank, who's 2-1. Things get a little tougher for them.
Yeah, I was going to say, they got, what, Dakota Valley, Del Rapids, and then what's the, they got one more.
They got a couple more coming up in the next 3 weeks.
Those are going to be ones where we figure out, is this where this team really stands.
Yeah, and they've got a good running game, real strong backfield, good strong line. But, we'll see if they can stay undefeated. It's going to be tougher these next couple weeks.
Yeah, I agree. 11B, I guess, let's just start right at let's maybe start with Elk Point Jefferson first.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
You bet. Elk Point Jefferson did not throw a pass against a winner in their win, except for a two-point conversion. I think they threw a pass. But they did it with two strong Schmitzes in the backfield. Luke Schmitz powered his way, and that line just, they look that much better than Winner's line. And we haven't seen that in years, where a team's been able to outpower Winner up front.
When you think of Winner football, it's the trenches, right? It's that you see the push at the line of scrimmage on every play. And to see it be a little bit different this year. But, I mean, credit to Elk Point Jefferson.
Yeah.
I mean, they've really got it figured out these last few years. And maybe they're that next team that we should be looking at that is kind of that ground and pound.
That's a team that, you know, I look at this team as they kind of thought next year would be the year. They're maybe a year ahead right now, but they'll take it because Luke Schmitz, he's that kind of guy that's a difference maker. And the push up front, if they can do that, they can do that against a lot of teams. So I really like EPJ and their 3-0 start.
St. Thomas More, we thought they'd be pretty good right out the gate, and I mean they've looked the part so far.
They really have. They're getting some number one votes in the polls right now. 3-0. They have a bye week, so they can regroup a little bit. But really, even the games that they played against Sioux Valley, MVP, those weren't really close games. So I think St. Thomas More, they've got some room to even get better, and they're already at the top of the polls. So. I don't know. That's the team that I think has the most potential in this class for me is the Cavaliers. And you look at their schedule, and they could easily go 8-0 with the rest of their schedule. They've got very winnable games down the stretch, which makes it tough for other teams if you have to go out west to play in the playoffs.
That's a long bus ride, right, for anybody that's got to go there. And then when you're playing a tough team on top of it, that can be a little bit of a challenge.
Yeah, so they're right where they want
to
be.
Start those stretches about the time you get to Wall, right?
Yeah,
start those stretches on the bus.
Exactly.
Wagner, I know we got a few more teams, but let's, Wagner, the Knable kid, really a great story with him of just like how tremendous he's been. But, Wagner's had some impressive wins. You kind of thought right away that they might be able to beat Winner, which they did.
Which they did.
And they just seem to keep clawing away at it, man.
Yeah, they last week against Mount Vernon Plankton, I actually got to watch them play, and they had a few injuries that they had to deal with. One in-game, and Cruz Copel wasn't playing, and they still managed to move the ball when they needed to. They had a big lull in the middle of the game, but they moved the ball when they needed to, and I think that's the key, is they are going to stick around and be in all these games and really make them into knockdown, drag-out fights. And that's going to make them a contender because nobody else has a Gannon Knable. He is an awesome playmaker and great on defense as well.
Mobridge Pollock, great run game, and a lot of it's because of one of the best running backs in the state as far as when you look at some of these other 11-man classes. But what do you like about Mobridge Pollock? And I know the roster goes deeper than just a running back with Max Axon, but I mean, there's a lot. You saw him play live. So what are some things, I guess, with Mobridge that you like?
Well, I like the fact that these guys, Coach Flaherty took over 3 years ago, and a lot of these guys 3 years ago were getting playing time as either freshmen or sophomores, and now they're juniors and seniors. So they've got a very experienced group. They don't get rattled. They're big up front. They do have Max Axon, but they've also got a good quarterback. Shooter has done a great job of making some big plays when needed. So we'll see if they need some more of those plays down the stretch. But things will get tough for them, too. They've got Duell coming up, who's still undefeated, and they've got Clark Willow Lake later in the year. So I think those are huge tests for this Mobridge Pollock team to see, you know, if they can push into that elite category in that top four. Woonsocket, Westington Springs, Sanborn Central, another team that's gotten out to a 3-0 start. Duell, another team that's gotten out to a 3-0 start. Duell really hasn't played a team at 500 or better so far, but they've gotten great performances out of their quarterback, Aiden Sievers, and then Gavin Close in the backfield. And then Woonsocket, Westington Springs, Sanborn Central. By the way, they changed their name to the Bucks this year. That threw me. I was used to them being they were the Blackhawks. They were the Blackhawks.
Oh, yeah, they were.
They were the Blackhawks. But now they're the Bucks, and the next 2 weeks they got Winter and Wagner coming up. So, you know, that's probably why they're not getting a ton of votes. But you win those two games, all of a sudden you're being talked about right with those top teams in 11B.
Moving on to the nine-mans. We'll start with one that you said you – were a big fan of a week ago, and that's Freeman Marion and Freeman Academy.
Yeah, big week for them. You know, they've had 3 years in a row where they've had three losses, haven't quite been able to get up to that next hump. Well, this year, they're beating those teams that they lost to in the last couple of seasons. So I think, you know, Parkston, Bonhomme, and Elkton getting losses, all three of those teams that they beat, that's the only loss they have on the year is to Freeman. So their schedule has been really tough so far, and they're cruising. They're looking really good so far. So I really like this Phoenix team. They've got big games, though, coming up against Alcester Hudson and Centerville. So big games for both of those teams on both sides. But I love what the Phoenix are doing so far.
And then you got a couple more teams, too, with Hamlin. You got Hill City, both of those as well in 9AA that are undefeated, too.
Yeah, Hamlin, the defending champs. Of course, you know, you need to talk about these guys. But really, their schedule, you look at their comparison, they haven't played the toughest part of their schedule yet. So, you know, they've got even an easier schedule coming up with the next three opponents, winless teams. So we'll see what they're made of. They could go to the end of the year against Elkton. They've got Elkton last game undefeated but not tested. So we'll see if they're for real. I mean, why wouldn't they be? They're the defending state champs. They're undefeated. But I think they even want to have a little bit tougher test. So that's what they'll be looking at. And then Hill City, 4-0. Last season was great, but like their head coach, Brett Eckert, told me he thinks most of their dudes were juniors last year. And those guys are looking like dudes this year. They're putting up some major points. And they've got an array of weapons. You can't just key on one guy. You know, Devin Buehler was a guy that you could shut down and kind of shut down Hill City last year. You can't do the same thing this year. There's a ton of guys that they can go to. And they've got a couple tough games coming up toward the end of the year with Bennett County and Phillip. But I mean, you look at their schedule, they could be undefeated as well.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, and that's always the joy as you get to the end of the year, and it's almost a guarantee that you're going to see some undefeated teams somewhere.
Yeah, there are going to be, and I think they've got as good a chance as anybody.
That's awesome. Well, it's always good to hear your insight with some of these teams and stuff, especially like some of the West River ones and stuff. It's always good to know some of the research you do. It's really appreciated. But we got two more classes.
All right, let's get to it. We got a few more minutes.
This is one of my favorite classes, by the way, with 9A. So you got Alcester Hudson, you've got Warner, you got Wall, and you got Platt-Getty's all undefeated. Which one of those four you want to start with?
Well, let's talk about Alcester Hudson. We said we're going to have to talk about the Cubs a little bit more. Their schedule does, heat up here very soon. So I love what they've done so far. You know, they kind of woke everybody up this season, and now they can keep them awake with a couple big games coming up. They got Freeman coming up this week. We'll talk about that in the top tilts. Warner 4-0, we talked about it. They got through the toughest part of their schedule. Things ease up for them a little bit, so I think they're a team that's going to be real close to an undefeated season at the end of the year. Wall, to me, has been the most explosive team in the state, no doubt about it. Jace Moore has been unbelievable, almost 200 yards per game. Dawson Hancock, one of the best receivers in the state, and then younger Amiot, one of the best defenders in the state in his class. So love what Wall's doing. And then Platt-Getty is maybe the surprise team so far at 4-0. Got a dramatic win last week against Kimball White Lake, and Kenyon Kuiper had three touchdowns in the backfield. So between him and Jai Bailey, their senior quarterback that they have, they've got some weapons. We'll see if they can get back into the mix this year.
Yeah, very fun when you see four teams in a nine-man class that are all still undefeated.
Oh, I know. That makes it really exciting. It's going to be a dogfight in 9A this year, that's for sure.
It makes it really exciting. So when we look at 9B then, I think we got to start with Avon right away. You know, really great programs, had some phenomenal years, and it looks like they're – starting to pave the way for what could be another special run.
Yeah, I like what they've done. Cale Cooper's really stepped up, and they've got, you know, a 6'6", 6'8 guy up front in Pelton, and then they've got Alshamir Gunther, who's up there up front. So they've got some road graders up front, and they don't have a real test for them until they get to later in the year into the conference championship game or in Scotland Minnow toward the end of the year.
Yep.
But I think they're a team that could be undefeated as well. Del Rapids St. Mary at 4-0. They look like they're moving the ball a lot smoother than they did last year. But again, part of their schedule gets really tough here in the next week or two.
Moving on to Sully Buttes real quick, yeah, too, because we talked about them. I know we spent some time talking about them in the preseason episode of Game Time. And we talked about how they're going to have to figure some things out,
yeah,
right? But they are undefeated so far. You know, that's a mega plus for them to see that, you know, the kids from Oneida are figuring it out.
They are. And it's the lines that have surprised me. They are pushing people around. Mm-hmm. Like, they're holding their own with some younger guys up there. And we knew Caden Westgren, and we know, you know, Yackley back there, Jet Yackley, and Wesley Whitler are going to get the job done, and they definitely have. But their test comes this week against Falkton. Falkton has been battle-tested. Sully Buttes, not as much. So we'll see if that maybe – who knows what happens there. It could go either way.
And then real quick, too, let's just mention, too, that there are four All-Nations teams that are still undefeated. Todd County,
at the beginning of the year, I said that might be the team that, that makes the biggest push up. Well, they've actually done that. They've won a few key games. Winnebago, we knew would be strong going into the year, and they have been. And McLaughlin is another surprise team.
Yeah, another surprise.
And the only 1-9B team undefeated so far, and that's Omaha Nation. But, keep an eye on those teams. We'll be covering them in the dome here before you know it.
Yeah, we'll be doing – we are going to be doing the All Nations Football Conference championships again this year, so which we're super excited about.
That's
this
awesome.
Is like a partnership that started a few years ago, and it just kind of keeps coming, and we're super stoked about that too.
Love growing the sport of football, and it's definitely growing in All Nations.
Well, we do it at the end of every show, Jandy, the top tilts for the week.
Yeah, time to talk about the best games. In 11-man football, we've got that Jefferson-Lincoln game. Okay, so Jefferson's head coach, Eric Struck, was the offensive coordinator from the last 2 years. So if there's a team that can figure out this offense, maybe it's Jefferson?
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think?
Well, you got, you've got a guy. Look at the 98 Vikings. What did Tampa Bay have when the Vikings went 15-1? What did Tampa Bay have? They had Tony Dungy. One of the guys that used to spend time in the Vikings locker room. So go off of that. I think you're onto something.
It gives them a better chance, that's for sure. And then we've got Yankton playing up into an 11 AAA contender in Harrisburg on Saturday night for the Tiger Bowl. This will be the third week in a row the Tigers are playing on a Saturday, so they're almost like a college team out there. But that's going to be really interesting to see where this 50-plus point a week team in 11 AA, how they can match up with a AAA team.
If Yankton does that to Harrisburg, I think we're going to be looking at – not that we're not already looking at Yankton pretty hard.
But it's going to put them up a notch.
It's going to make us go, they are absolutely for real and a force to be reckoned with.
I think you're right.
Go ahead. I was going to say, you talked about Huron and Sturgis as well. It'll be really interesting to see how the Huron defense, see if they can maybe slow down a little bit of that Sturgis run game.
I think that's the key in this one, is that Huron defense has been really tough. Somebody on the radio asked me who's going to win that game, and I have no idea. This is 11AA, folks. Anything could happen. And that's an example of one of those games that anything could happen. And then another 11-man game, West Central taking on Lennox. Both those two teams got shut out by Sioux Falls Christian. Maybe one of those two teams can take a step up and find a way. Their only loss of the year both came to Sioux Falls Christian. So this will be an important matchup between these two.
Yep. And then on the 9-man side, you got Freeman Marion, Freeman Academy, going against Alcester Hudson.
Another big week
big
for
one.
Both of these two teams. Nobody's been able to slow down the Phoenix yet so far this year. And Alcester Hudson has made huge strides on the defensive side so far this season. But this will be a test unlike they've had so far this season. So that's going to be a really good one. And then Del Rapids St. Mary taking on Centerville. Last year they played each other. Both teams scored over 40 points in that game last year. I hope we have as good of a matchup coming up on Friday, because I love a game where you're just going up and down the field.
That's all we got for the week, right?
That's it. That's quite a bit, Nate. We got a lot done this week. And thank you guys for staying with us.
All right. Well, he's Jandy. I'm Nate. And this has been Game Time on SDPB.